Welcome back to another episode of Anime Deep Dive. For those who don't know, this is a spoiler review, so if you haven't seen the series and are only looking for a recommendation, there's a timestamp in the episode description for final thoughts. That section's spoiler-free where I give my overall opinion on the season, and if it's worth watching. Alright, so Shield Hero Season 2 was released in 2022 by Studio Kenema Citrus. It has 13 episodes and comes in sub and dub. Alright, so this is a rough one. Usually I like to go through all the positives and negatives of an anime before I say if I like it or not, because I feel like people are more accepting of an opinion when they know where it's coming from. But this time I have to skip all that because the season is garbage. I mean, it really is, and it's so disappointing because the first season is awesome. The reason I chose to watch Shield Hero after Demachi is because it's one of my favorite anime, and I figured there's no way it would suck too. But in the first 5 minutes, everything goes off the rails and we're stuck on a side quest. I mean, the Spirit Tortoise is maybe a two-episode mini-adventure, but they stretch it out to over half a season and try to make it the main focus when it's already established the hero's purpose is to defeat the waves. Like, I think the other three heroes are morons, but I agree with them that the Spirit Tortoise is not their problem to deal with. I also don't like how they try to stop everything for it. It's like, oh, don't worry about the waves, they're magically frozen. Come check out this giant slow-moving reptile. It's cool, right? Like, the direction they took is awful, and I can't believe we waited 3 years for this shit. They also did nothing for the main characters, and I struggle to come up with things to say for Naofumi. He gets no development, and by the end of the season, he's in a worse place than he started. He's no closer to going home, he doesn't get to upgrade his abilities because they knock him down to level 1, and his power was turned into a joke when he has to use the Wrath Shield on a bunch of familiars. Like, they couldn't make him come off any weaker if they tried. I think it's a huge problem when you can't do right by your main character, because that should be a top priority. I also hate Naofumi's new outfit. I think the barbarian armor looks way cooler, and I'd even take the training gear he got in the labyrinth over that feather collar bullshit. Like, they couldn't even make my guy look good. When it comes to Raftalia, seeing her as a kid again is cool and carrying the sword on her back because it's too big to keep on her hip was funny, but she doesn't get any progression either. The only thing that happens with her is she's chosen to wield a vassal weapon, but that didn't make any sense to me because why would the sword pick her to control it when she's from another dimension? Like, she can deal with the immediate threat, but she's going to take the sword back home and leave that world vulnerable, so I don't get why it picked her to be its master. I also don't like the look of the katana, I don't think it fits Raftalia's style, so hopefully she can change it to any sword like Naofumi does with his shield. As for the relationship, Raftalia and Naofumi didn't get a lot of time to build a deeper connection. I think they had maybe one meaningful conversation the entire season, and I personally think a relationship between them is weird because he kinda raised her, but it's probably gonna happen so they can at least make it good and show me more moments like Raftalia's ears perking up when Ost explains how to attract a man, or how she gets jealous over Naofumi trading items with Kizuna. Now it's rare for me to feel genuine anger from an anime, but when Fila was thrown to the ground and had tears in her eyes, I wanted to jump through my television and beat the shit out of everybody. I was so pumped when Naofumi went to save her, I wanted him to burn that building to the ground and kill everyone. But they punkoed and put the guy in an illusion, which is bullshit. I wanted to see death. The other world's heroes were also done dirty. Glass used to be a big boss and Lark was a problem. But now they're either running around clueless in the Spirit Tortoise or locked up in prison. Melty was also pretty involved last season, but she isn't used at all now, and I don't even like the Spear Goof, Sword Tool, and Bow Dummy, but they're captured off-screen and completely forgotten. Like, I don't get how they can screw all the original characters and waste time on people like Ost. I honestly wasn't even going to mention her because the twist of being more than a familiar was obvious, and I didn't care about her death. But that's not even a harsh thing to say because the other characters don't care about her dying either. They jump through a portal and leave her to die alone, so when they come back to drop flowers at her grave, it felt disingenuous. Now we get to my biggest issue. I wasn't a fan of Melty in the party last season, but I didn't mind her as a person. Rishia, on the other hand, is useless in the party and irritating. Wearing the stupid mascot costume is enough to dislike her, but her admiration for the bow hero is her worst trait. I get she feels indebted to him for saving her, but the twat abandons her and she's still fixated on his approval. She should focus on repaying Naofumi for taking her in, but even when she decides to get the slave crest, it's still to impress the bow hero. And when Rishi has given her a moment to shine, it didn't feel earned. She gets this random confidence, is all of a sudden great with a sword, and has the ability to resist the gravity pull because of her amazing ki control. She goes from 0 to 100 with all these great abilities, but when they get to the new world, she goes back to being useless. I think everything Naofumi said about her under the Wrath Shield is true, and it would have been better if it was just Raftalia and Philo in the party. But I'm not against new members joining. Kizuna is awesome, I'd love to see more of her, and if Eclair wanted to sign up, I'm all for it. She's hot, has dope armor, and knows how to fight. Which brings me to the next issue, the fight choreography. Think about Naofumi and Raftalia taking on wave monsters last season, or the duel against the spear hero, going against Glass, taking on the Pope. Like, nothing came close to any of those battles this season, and the final fight was a beam struggle. Now we've got best girl waifu and harem. Best girl is Philo. She's the only good thing this season. Watching her stress over food always made me smile, and I died when she's in line for dinner with the biggest bowl. I also loved how she stayed glued to Naofumi after she's rescued. It was adorable. There is no waifu, but Eclair the sexy soldier and Romina the hot blacksmith are welcome in the harem anytime. On the production side, the visual quality went so downhill from last season. It was most noticeable during the fights, and I actually put up a side-by-side comparison of Shield Prison and Airstrike Shield from both seasons, just to make sure I wasn't imagining how bad they look now, and I wasn't. The quality fell off hard. The amount of poorly drawn scenes and rough animations were too many to count, but some examples are the crew's wagon shifting into place when they first arrived to speak with the Queen, the stiffness of the army flags moving in the wind, and the bat familiars inside the spirit tortoise look like they were drawn by a toddler. The only possible defense for this is the budget was blown on the spirit tortoise, because it sticks out as computer generated, but I think it's the best looking thing in this season. This season should have also only been 12 episodes. The last one is filled with useless bonus scenes and other useless shit, so they should have spent the time they wasted on it making the main story good. As for the music, the opening song Bring Back by Mad Kid is decent. I like the opening guitar and the is cool, but after that it fell off. The background tracks are what actually stood out though. I actually listened to a playlist of them the other day. As for the voice acting, I watched the dub. And the Shadow Guard saying I dare say got annoying, but repeating phrases can be done right because I love when Betty from ReZero says I suppose. Which is funny because both those characters are voiced by Kira Buckland. She also voiced Rishia, and I hated her high-pitched whiny tone, but if that's what they were going for, then she did an excellent job. I also noticed something off with Naofumi's voice. I knew Billy Kametz did it last season, but Stephen Fu took over for season 2. He does a pretty good job, but the change is noticeable, and I was curious why Billy was replaced, and it turns out he had taken some time off due to health concerns, and actually passed away in June 2022, so rest in peace to him. For final thoughts, all I can say is this season is a huge disappointment. The story sucked, the visuals were bad, and there were no good fights. Shield Hero fell off so hard, but I loved the first season, so I'll give the show a chance to bounce back. Alright, that's going to be it for this review. Let me know what you thought over on the Anime Deep Dive Instagram or send me an email.